Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you what is going on, truth, justice, and the most important thing of all, the American way. Now, folks, we got a really good show for you tonight, and it's already heating up. We've got the Democrats in full swing now, which is what's going on is absolutely beyond description. Richard, what do you have to say about this?
I cannot, for the life of me, figure out how these people think that this is what this country wants. It's way beyond me. The health care, you know, the free this, free that, free medical for illegals. Let illegals vote. Of course, they're all hoping that, you know, they'd become Democrats. But, I mean, it's just hard to believe that they think that even as prosperous as this country is, that we can support everything that they want to do. Oh, that's right. They want it. That's right. Bernie finally said it. We're going to raise taxes on everyone. Going to get rid of Trump's tax credit and turn around and raise taxes. So I really don't see how they think they have the pulse of this country at all. Makes no sense to me. And to listen to them is even harder. All of them. You know, between Pocahontas here in Massachusetts and all of the rest of them, you know, I don't know. And there's 20 of them?
24.
I guess four never even got enough money or following to make the stage.
Yeah, they had something that you had to have so many $1, at least $1 contributors. You had to hit a threshold, and four of those people didn't hit that. But you know that I saw people up there that, you know, it was really news to me who they were, period. I mean, I knew most of them. Even some of those that are, you know, it's of all the stupid things that were said, I think that the one that jumps out at me the most was Julian Castro saying, you know, that he supports abortion rights for transgender women. And I say, okay, I'll go for
what?
That one. Yeah.
Oh my
In other
God,
words,
oh.
guys that become women, he wants to he wants that they should have abortion rights too. I mean, this is the height of insanity. Sanity to think.
Insanity.
That,
what about stupidity?
Well,
that's the height of stupidity.
You know, it amazes me. Here's what amazes me the most. They say, well, you know, we want, you know, we're for science. You all are not, because we believe in global warming and global, you know, climate change. And I think they're for science and we're anti-science, while at the same time they are saying, because of all of, you know, the genders that there are, that now they want to put tampon dispensers in men's rooms.
Oh my God, oh my.
Tampon tampon dispensers for, you know, for the men that menstruate. Do you know how many men menstruate, Dick?
Wait a minute. I'm going to guess. I bet you it's something below zero.
It's just crazy. There's just, but here is what my theory is. Their hatred for Donald Trump is so intense, and everybody that they talk to hates him. So what Trump stands for, they stand against. Therefore, Trump, who loves us and wants to put America first, they say, well, then we will stand against Americans and putting Americans first, so we'll put illegal aliens first. We'll demand rights for them. We want to open the borders. Just let these ignorant people, and, you know, Trump said, why do you want people from shithole countries? And that's where they are coming from. Now, we have 3 million.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you come here if you know that you could go to, California and get absolutely free health care? And they're probably looking at giving them money now, too. I mean, it's just stupid. I mean, they're, you know, this is, to me, is like a carnival. You know, when these are all, the immigrants are all little kids, and they all want to run directly to the merry-go-round because as you go around, you get a gold ring. And that's exactly what the hell this is all about. It's all money. If you did like they do in Japan, A, we don't let them in, and B, they're not going to get anything. Period. Nothing.
I hear these candidates, and I hear in the media, I hear them say that, you know, that Trump supporter and, you know, and conservatives are becoming increasingly radical to the right. And I listen to this and I think, you know, I haven't changed anything that I believe in 40 years. Nothing. Nothing's changed. You probably, I say 40 years because I did in 1976 vote for Jimmy Carter because I was mad at Ford for pardoning Nixon. And that was once I saw the calamity of a mistake that I made in doing that. It was the last time I ever voted for a Democrat for president. And now, of course, good old Jimmy.
I like teammate people. That's why I was young enough. But listen, you know, I have become radicalized on the right. And you know why? Because I believe in common sense. Plain old.
Well, common sense isn't radical. I mean, that's the opposite of being radical.
They think it is.
Using common sense. Well, I know they do. But that's because here's the thing, Dick. Their hatred is so intense that they cannot see past it, and it embitters them, and it makes them think, well, that, you know, they do irrational things. I mean, standing up there and you know, when the Savannah Guthrie said, who of you are willing to commit, you know, to health care for illegal immigrants? Every single one of them raised their hand. I mean, there was not any and no hesitation. No thought of the cost. no thought of, you know, if you're, you know, if somebody is near dying in, you know, some place, if we can get them to the United States, they'll pay for it. And with what? For all the good things that Trump has done, he has not curbed the national debt, and we're 22, I mean, that's a lot of money, $22 trillion in debt. Go ahead, you were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say that I think this all started, you know, this, okay, let's be factual. Yes, these people in Washington hated the fact that Trump was going to be president. And to me, my common sense tells me they hated Trump because what they were trying to do to him was so illegal that if he won, they'd really kind of put their Easter in the fire here. So what did they do? They prolonged it, and they kept going at it until they got, you know, the Mueller investigation into it. And it was going to be, they continued to push it and push it and push it hard to the point where, I mean, CNN, MSNBC, I mean, you never knew what was true and wasn't, and what wasn't, you know, by an unconfirmed source did a hell of a lot of talking during that whole time period. But now it's starting to come to pass that Barr, and I never remember the other gentleman's name, but they're going after these people. But they have pushed
Durham.
It so far. Yeah, well, but they have pushed so
Durham
far.
And Horowitz.
And Horowitz, we have, yeah, well, between the three of them, that me personally, I don't care what these people say or what they do, because between now and the next election, this country is going to find out how corrupt the Democratic Party is. And how fake they were, and how misleading they are, to the point where people that I've heard a lot of people say that a lot of the moderate Democrats very quietly will vote for Trump. They want nothing to do with, you know, Cortez and the rest of these people because they are just too far out there. I mean, they want to turn this country into Venezuela. Come on, give me a break. What the hell's the matter with you people? It's not going to happen because and then.
Every one of these polls that they have show that they are beating Trump. Every candidate that they put against him just absolutely destroys him. Now, I don't know who they are talking to. With our military,
they're only calling
strong
California.
As it is.
They only call California short.
With our military as strong as it is, with the economy as strong as it is, with us being energy independent. Now, just for example, we became energy independent a little less than a year ago, and it only took a year and a half of deregulation and allowing fracking to happen and opening up government territory to, you know, to oil drilling for that to happen. And that means that we are not beholden to Saudi Arabia or Bahrain, the Emirates, or, you know, for oil, any place. We are an oil and natural gas exporter now. Now, this changes the dynamics of everything. Obama wouldn't let it happen because he was, climate change,
Muslim.
And, oh, oil is bad. but you know, the Industrial Revolution is based on combustible engines, period. And there's no getting around that. And it's not going to change. I want to just say one little thing here about climate change. The climate is always changing. 100 years ago in Georgia, citrus fruit grew in South Georgia. They had orange orchards. Now you can't have oranges grow any place other than very deep south part of Florida. The county that's called Orange County didn't even have oranges anymore or any citrus fruit because of the cold that's come down and killed them primarily in the last 30 years. Now, maybe it's 40, but in that range. There have been ice ages. There have been ice ages in this world, in world history. When the glaciers came, what melted them? There was no Industrial Revolution. That came in the 19th century. I mean, you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago or whatever. But they did happen. Something changed. The climate is always changing. What makes us think that what it is now is supposed to be the norm? And this whole idea that, well, we've only got 12 years and the Earth will not be able to sustain life anymore. Well, you know, they started saying that stuff 30 years ago, and it hasn't changed at all. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If this country did everything that Cortez wants, all right, we no longer have gas cars, we no longer have furnaces and whatever, and we changed everything, and we're the only country that does it, that changed the climate of the world, with people like Russia and China burning and
India,
going crazy.
India.
And India, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what, you know, it's a pee hole in the snow versus an avalanche.
Yes, and the India's worse than China, frankly. And there are more people now in India than there are in China, I believe. I think that the population switch has happened, and that the Chinese, you know, they wouldn't allow any more than one child for, like, you know, 20 or 30 years. And now all of a sudden, it's, you know, we're losing. So they're making people have more babies. I mean, it's just this, all of this stuff of allowing government to regulate your life to such an extent. And that's what the Democrats want. And it isn't what we want. And it isn't going to work. And, you know, let's switch gears here.
And it's not what the independents want. They don't want government regulation to run our country. We don't want socialism. We just don't. Capitalism is working extremely well for us, which is bottom line is going to take the Democrats out of the House and out of and no, no, 24 people. If you put all 24 together, you wouldn't find one of them that has the chutzpah that President Trump has. None of them.
I don't see any of these people. You know, they were talking about, oh, the big winner was Kamala Harris. I didn't think that was true at all. She came across as an unkind, vicious B-I-T-C-H. That's
yeah.
the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see, you know, and it isn't even, you know, that men don't like that. women don't like other women who are bitchy, and they're sure not going to vote for them. And, you know, the other thing here is the moralizing of these people who really – Pocahontas isn't an Indian. Kamala Harris isn't black. Her father's Jamaican and her mother's, from India itself. De Blasio, I don't even know what his real name is, but he changed his name. They aren't comfortable with being who they are.
You mean like
Beto?
Obama?
Oh, yeah.
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 His real
of course,
name.
You know, Barry Sotero.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least that, or did he change it from Obama? That he could get
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
And, you know, Obama was never as radical as these people are. And he was the most radical president we've ever had. He isn't even in the same league with some of these people. He's a moderate in comparison to them. It's that the left has the left has moved so far left, and they think that just being normal Americans loving I am proud of the United States of America. I have never been ashamed of being an American. To them,
like Michelle Obama. You mean like Michelle, right?
Exactly. That's
the first time I've ever been out of this country. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, woman. Thank you.
Well, we're not moving radical right. They just think that what is just being a normal American, patriotic American, who loves God, family, and country is unacceptable in the United States of America. I mean, that's just a little bizarre to me. Now,
it's one of those things where you say, I know you are the one, or the ping pong match of the country saying, you know, we know that these people are radical left. Well, how are they going to fight? Oh, well, you people are radical right because that's who you are. And just common sense is radical right now. Being a capitalist, radical right. Letting people
being a Christian
earn a living.
Being a Christian. Thinking that that marriage should be one man, one woman, is a radical thought. And we just have gotten finished. Now, now they want? They want reparations, gay reparations. Pay people, gay people, for being discriminated against, and so they're due money. Blacks are due money. Reparations. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And, why should we, just you and me, our family, which came over after the Civil War, and if this is true, then why don't the British owe us money because of what they did to the Irish for 800 years. But do you see anybody saying, well, the Queen owes us? She doesn't owe us anything. This is life, it's like somehow government is supposed to make everything right. what will make everything right is the judgment seat, the great white throne judgment seat of Almighty God at the end of time. And until that happens, and when it does, I can assure you that accountability will be there. The accountability will happen. It is not going to happen now, and that the Democrats think that they can bring this about is absolutely amazing to me. We just have a couple minutes left. I wanted to say something about, Trump's trip. I thought that his going to the DMZ and stepping over into North Korea was brilliant, and it showed a level of trust in Kim Jong-un that made the Secret Service uncomfortable. But Trump just, he said, I'm going to do this. And he's a man of strength and power and conviction and a real leader. We have a leader. And, he hasn't done everything he said he would do with North. No, but we're not about to go to war with them. And when he took over, it looked like another conflict in the Korean Peninsula was inevitable, and that would have been a very sad and sorry thing, and a lot of dead people, and a lot of dead Americans. Yeah. And that isn't happening. And even because this is so important to them, the liberal president of South Korea says, Donald Trump is bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and this is so important to them that they are just thrilled with him and what he's doing, and I am too, and that he did this, and that when he asked Kim just standing there, do you want me to go over and walk to North Korea, and Kim said, I would be so honored if you did that, let's go, and did it, and of course the Secret Service and everything, and but he that he has that kind of and the political instincts to do stuff like this. They hate that he's a leader, and they could find no good in this, and I find no bad.
Yeah.
When he met with Xi, it looks like that there's going to be progress there. That he's not holding them accountable for Huawei is not a good thing, I don't think. We do not want them, the Chinese, to have any kind of control of our cyber infrastructure. But other than that, all of it has gone really well. And I was just very, very proud of what he was able to do. And, I'm looking forward to this new woman taking over for Sarah Sanders. And just a hats off to Sarah Sanders for standing strong for this nation, standing strong for people like you and me, and standing strong for the President of the United States. I tip my hat to her. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, we got 1 minute to go. So let me just say this. I'm thrilled that the Boston Celtics got rid of Kyrie. I think that he was poison in the locker room. I think this new guy's going to be better. I hated that Horford left. Eric Cantor is coming in, and that will help a good bit too. With his Kemba, the new guard. And, with Hayford working, through a little bit better, I think the Celtics are going to be a force next year. That I know for sure. And I don't have much to say for the Boston Red Sox right now. So we'll just hope for the best for the rest of that. And just know that we're less than 2 months away from football. So listen, we're out of time, though. So let me just say thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Good night.